AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A beagle has just won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club competition in New York City. The tourism office in Ithaca, New York, is waving the white flag tonight. It is advising visitors to its website to check out the Florida Keys instead. But you don't have to fly south to bask in warm weather. Folks in the Pacific Northwest are enjoying summer-like weather, but meteorologist Kirby Cook says it's no mystery.
It has been an El Nino winter. And here in the Northwest, when we see a warm phase of the ENSO circulation, El Nino, we tend to be a little warmer than normal.
No complaints from Leslie Holmes and her dog in Seattle.
Both the dogs and I have been absolutely loving it. So there's flowers in February and the sun is shining and couldn't ask for better.
Landscape designer James Rabel says the warm weather has been good for business.
Usually this time of year in Seattle, it's dreary and drizzly and, you know, we're pretty slow, but we've definitely been seeing a lot more inspiration in gardeners, and, you know, veggies are growing in the ground early. We're seeing plums and cherries already in full bloom.
Down south in the Peach State, folks are without power tonight. Brian Green, a spokesman for Georgia Power, blames last night's ice storm.
It's accumulated on the distribution lines and on trees. So we're seeing a lot of trees coming down onto the power lines, and then a lot of issues with icing on the lines is causing outages.
The president is reluctantly putting his administration's immigration changes on hold now that a federal judge has ruled that he exceeded his authority in unilaterally moving to ease deportation rules.
This is something that we necessarily have to make choices about, because we've got 11 million people here who we're not all going to deport.
Federal health officials say there's been an increase in the number of measles cases.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been 141 measles cases this year. And of the 20 new cases, 18 are linked to outbreaks at Disneyland and an Illinois daycare center. A large majority of those getting sick have not been vaccinated, some because they were too young. Until this year, the annual numbers of measles cases in the U.S. was just around 100, and most of those unvaccinated people from other countries. I'm Tim McGuire.
Firefighters in southern West Virginia are letting tank cars containing 3 million gallons of North Dakota crude oil burn themselves out. 19 tanker cars carrying 30,000 gallons each derailed yesterday in a snowstorm. They exploded and set fire to a mountainside. One home was destroyed. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.